This week, from February 5th through 9th, Center Stage, with the support of a Maryland Humanities Council major grant, will present Trayvon Martin Moments, a performance and dialogue series in communities around Baltimore. Local artists partner with four Baltimore organizations to create community dialogue and performance pieces reflecting on the Trayvon Martin shooting. Rosalind Cawthon, Center Stage's Director of Community Projects and Education, reflects on the power of dialogue to examine the complexities surrounding the issues of gun violence.
February 5th would have marked Trayvon Martin's 19th birthday. His death and the subsequent trial of George Zimmerman sparked debate nationwide about racial profiling, stand your ground laws, and white privilege. Theater can often provide a forum for audiences to explore contentious subjects, and many theater artists felt compelled to explore these topics and generate dialogue. The Trayvon Moments Project provides an outlet for community members where they can discuss and express the complex emotional responses to the Trayvon Martin case. Through the experience, participants discuss the issues, work towards solutions, and start to find the path to healing. By bringing together art, discussion, and civic engagement, we strive to provide participants with a safe environment for conversation and the chance to get involved with their community. It is our goal to engage the community and to explore how theater and performance can become part of civic conversation. Center Stage commissioned four local artists to partner with four local organizations to create community dialogue and performance pieces around the Trayvon Martin incident. Rather than asking community members to come to Center Stage, the project meets people in their neighborhoods, Cherry Hill, Station North, Mount Vernon, and Park Heights. Each event will be informal, free to the public, engaging, and interactive, and I invite you to attend. How can we not relate these issues of national significance to our communities here in Baltimore? In addition to gun violence, we must also tackle issues of race, vigilantism, and justice through productive, facilitated discussion. Safety is a core component of any community, and neighborhoods cannot truly grow and prosper when residents face fear and the possibility of violence as a part of everyday life. Each gathering begins with a short performance to catalyze discussion, followed by a community dialogue led by skilled facilitators from community organizations committed to creating positive social change. As participants express their feelings throughout the evening, moderators will create a safe space for expression and will offer an explanation of their particular focus and activities, encouraging and educating participants on how to contribute solutions and take part in ending violence. In the final culminating event, Center Stage presents readings of two short plays by playwrights Dominique Morisseau and Marcus Gardley. These were commissioned by Keith Joseph Atkins and the New Black Fest as part of Facing Our Truth, a series of 10-minute plays on the topics of Trayvon Martin, race, and privilege. These short plays were commissioned from six diverse national playwrights to inspire serious discussion in our communities around these urgent issues.
Visit our website, mdhc.org, for more information about upcoming performances and facilitated discussions. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as ethics and jurisprudence, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.